Chazar is being done as a chenishmas habacher yicheskel shraga ben Rav Avraham Yehuda. Sechtas brachas daf yud. There was a boor in Rav Meir's neighborhood, and Rav Meir davened that he should die. Bruria, Rav Meir's wife, told him you should daven that he should do tshuva. Rav Meir did that, and he actually did tshuva. A min asked Bruria, the pasuk says that an akara should sing out for not having given birth. It's not something that a woman should be singing for. Bruria explained this is referring to Klal Yisrael, who is like a barren woman who has not given birth, in the sense that they have not given birth to children to end up in Gehenna. It's a Duki Yeser Revo. The capital in Tehillim that discusses Avshalom is written well before the capital that discusses Shol, so it seems to be out of order. Revo explained that we darshan smuchin, and therefore it's out of order to teach smuchin, to teach that just like we find that a son was able to went and rebelled against his father, so too, right afterwards, the capital that discusses Goyg u'Magoyg, one should not wonder how an Eved will rebel against a master, because if a son can rebel against a father, it can be that an Eved will rebel against master. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Hashem Yehoi, says the pasuk of Pia Pasu v'Chachma v'Tzaris Chesed al Shoina, Shlomo was referring to David, who praised Hashem throughout the five stages of development. He praised Hashem while still in his mother's womb. He praised Hashem when he came out to the world and saw the Mazalis and Chachavim. He praised Hashem when he began to nurse from his mother. He praised Hashem when he saw the downfall of the Rishoyim. And he praised Hashem regarding Yom Hamisa. Rav Simi Bar Ukva asked Rav Shimon Ben Pazi to explain the pasuk of Barchi Nafshi as Hashem v'chol karovai as Shem Kodshoi. He explained that this refers to the greatness of Hashem, who makes forms within other forms, a baby within a mother, and in that form he puts a ruach and a shama, innards and full systems. Rav Simi Bar Ukva said, I was actually asking, what are the five Barchi Nafshis that David says, what were they said about? Rav Shimon ben Pazi said they were comparing the HaKadosh Baruch Hu to the Neshama, or the Neshama to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in five different ways. HaKadosh Baruch Hu fills the world, the Neshama fills the body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu sees but is not seen, the Neshama does so as well. HaKadosh Baruch Hu nourishes the entire world, the Neshama nourishes the body. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is pure, the Neshama is pure. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Bechadri Chadorim, the Neshama is also Bechadri Chadorim. Rav Hanun explains the pasuk to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made a pshara between Chizkiyahu and Yeshayahu. Each one didn't want to go to the other. They felt the covet was to become two, not to go to them. HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Chizkiyahu HaMelech sick, and then told Yeshayahu to go be Mevakeh Chayil and visit him. Yeshayahu told him that he's about to die, and that he also will not get an Olam Haba because for the Avera of Chizkiyahu not having gotten married and tried to have children. Chizkiyahu explained that he saw Baruch HaKadosh that he's going to have bad children. Yeshayahu said, you have no business looking into the hidden matters of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You have to do your chayuvim. Chizkiyahu asked for Yeshayahu's daughter in marriage, that maybe the schus will help, that they'll have good children. Yeshayahu said, it's too late. You have already exerted to die. Chizkiyahu said, I have a Kabbalah from my grandfathers that afilu cherev chadu munachas al tzavar shal odom al yimna atzmai min arachamim. Chizkiyahu turned to the kir, to the wall, to daven. Rish Lakish explains it means the walls of his heart, the depths of his heart. Rabbi Levi says he was referring to the wall. He said if the Isha Shunamis had her son live because she built a small wall for Elisha, surely the schus of my grandfather who covered all the walls of the Beis Hamikdash in silver and gold, I should have the schus to live. Chizkiyahu also asked Hashem to remember the good that he did. What was the good that he did? Rabbi Yehuda in the Reim of Rav says he was Samech Gula L'Tvila. Rabbi Levi says he hid the Sefer Refuah so that people should have to daven. Abraisa says Chizkiyahu did three things that the Chachamim were happy about and three that they were not happy about. They were happy that he hid the Sefer Refuah, that he crushed the copper snake from the times of Moshe, and that he disrespected his father after his father's death because his father was a Rasha. They were not happy that he stuffed up the Megicha to stop the flow of water, that he cut off the doors of the Heichal to send it to Melech Ashur, and that he added a month on the last day of Adar. Rabbi Yochanan, in the name of Rabbi Yosef ben Zimra, says when someone asks for something in someone else's chus, he gets answered in his own chus, as we find by Moshe, who asked that the Yidden be saved in the chus of Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yisrael, and the pasuk tells us that it was in Moshe's chus that the Yidden got saved. Chizkiyahu, on the other hand, asked for something in his own chus, and when one does so, he gets answered only in other people's chusim, as the pasuk tells us that he was answered in the chus of Hashem himself and David. The Isha HaShunamis made an Aliyah's Kir for Elisha. Rav and Shmuel argue, one says it was an open, unroofed structure that they roofed for him. The other says that it was a large room that they split for him. Abaye says, we see from Elisha that if one wants to benefit from other people, he may. And we see from Shmuel, who refused to benefit from anyone, that if a person doesn't want to benefit from other people, he may do so as well. The Pasuk says that the Isha HaShunamis realized that Elisha was an Ish Kadosh. Rabbi Yosef Rechinia says, from here you see that a woman knows her guests more than her husband. Rav and Shmuel argue, one says he knew who was Kadosh because she never saw a fly over his table. The other says because she saw that he never became a Valkyrie when he was stayed by them. Pasuk says, Oivir Aleinu Tamid, Rabbi Yosef Rechinia, in the name of Eliezer ben Yaakov, learns that someone who hosts a Talmud Chacham, it's considered like he brought a carbon Tamid. He then says, Mimamakim Kirasicha Hashem teaches that someone should stand in a low place when he's davening. He then says that when davening Shemana Esrei, one should keep his feet together as one foot. He then learns that one may not eat before davening. And if one does, Hashem looks at it as gaiva. Rabbi Yehuda Meshmuel, passing like Rabbi Yeshua in the Mishnah, that Shema can be said until the third hour. Although one may read Shema afterwards, Rav Chisda Mamarokha says the brachas cannot be said. A Brisa says that they may, and this is a Tayufta of Rav Chisda. Another version of Rav Chisda says that the person may say the brachas afterwards as well. Mani says, obviously it's greater to say Shema in its time more than Torah, because afterwards is only like Torah, that means before is even greater than Torah.